were to apply the rate.
Hi, Adrian. Good morning to you. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist, and of course, it is my job to find the best fit, the best package for the needs of your business currently, to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can, and to answer any and all of your questions. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and you use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that does pop up near the top of the page?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we go as consumers ourselves when we need something and don't know who to call. And for you, I mean, especially being that the business is officially pretty new, that's important. That's powerful because people won't need to already know the name of your company, but they'll go on Google. They'll go on Bing. They're looking for an excavation contractor. They might type in grading, resloping, site preparation, or they're looking for a landscaper, you know, landscape design, landscape install. When they go on Google or Bing and they type those keywords into their phone, their tablet, their computer, any device that accesses the internet, your business, ACES, will be one of the options. We'll make sure people see it, that they have a website they can look at, and of course, that's going to give them the reasons to call you. Not everyone will decide to call you. You won't be the only company that pops up when they do that search. The calls, though, that come to you will be from someone who looked at the website first. So by the time they start dialing your number, it's because they want to hire you. They saw something that they like. Maybe it was the 10 years of experience. They'll know that you do what they're looking for. They'll be able to see the before and after photos that we'll put on that website. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It's not just for Google and Bing. Yahoo, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads. I mean, it's everything that you would need for that online presence to get those calls coming directly to you. As a young company, though, you qualify for reduced pricing. Our new in business rate, Adrian, is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It will save you actually 50% every month. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service. The reduced rate, though, will stay with you as long as you keep the service, bringing the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 is the exact amount. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profit. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just that flat rate. And like I said, you'll save $300 every month that you choose to keep the service. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but that is something you would want for your business, right? More phone calls directly to you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. So it's definitely going to get your phone ringing. Every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services for a different project or recommend you to their friends. It's definitely going to help you to bring on the work that you're looking for. Now, Tara said that you do have a partner, but you're either with your partner right now or you can make the decision on your own, right?
Oh, I can make the decision on my own.
Of course. And then you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how well the service is working for you. You'll know where the work's coming from, what people are typing in. Now, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. We promote your phone number, and customers call you directly. Are you doing any commercial work, or are you focusing solely on residential clients?
No, I've been doing commercial work also.
Commercial work too? Perfect. And we can target both residential and commercial. And, of course, they'll call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. They are going to dial your number directly or hit that click-to-call, and it'll dial your number. Now, there's also going to be a contact form. The website will allow someone to tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, Adrian, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or even reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates right on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting. You know where it's coming from. Even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, right now.
Yeah, it is simple, straightforward pricing. You know, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. And, you know, we're not like the cable company or your phone company. We're not trying to, you know, invent new ways to charge you. It is, you know, a flat rate. You're not paying, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. Now, it is a position we're actively filling. Are you paying for leads? Are you using Angie Leads right now?
Yes, I am using Angie. I just got it, but
okay.
I haven't even had time to set it up because I've been so busy with work.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, that's probably good timing for you because with Angie's, you know, it's a shared lead. You pay whether you get the job or not, and the lead goes out to a couple of your competitors. So it's probably better that you haven't yet turned your leads on. But as long as you can take on a little bit more work here and there, it's not like we flip a switch and inundate you with more work than you can handle. Although you will get a steady stream of phone calls, we do need to create the content first. We have to build a website for you. We have to make sure that you're verified by Google and Bing. And then, of course, you know, you can start taking those phone calls and actually kind of choosing the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you.
Oh, gosh.
Now, you have photos?
So you guys build a website?
Yeah, we'll build a website for you. We actually will. We'll build that website. Custom websites that ensure that the people who see you on that first page have the reasons to call you. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos?
Oh, yes. I got a lot of photos.
Oh, good. We'll use those photos on the website. And then keep in mind, not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of your website's included as well. So when we start sending you jobs, you can keep on taking photos or even videos. We can always add that to your website, and there would never be any additional cost for that. Now, you do a lot. I mean, it looks like you do excavation, you do landscaping, even concrete work.
Yeah.
Nice. And all of that is welcome. You don't have like a preference of one over the other?
I would like to do concrete more and probably excavating.
Really?
That's
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer concrete and excavating.
Okay, so concrete and excavating would be your main focus, or at least what you want to get more work for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, obviously, if you get...
Or retaining walls and stuff like that.
Okay. Really? Nice. So we'll do very targeted marketing here for you. Again, the content that we create will be specific to the services you most want to provide. And that way, when someone is needing those services, your business would definitely be one of those options popping up. Okay. Now, like I said, it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. The website's going to be included here for you. Let me do this because, you know, obviously, you know, we're not Google, right? If anyone ever does call you and tell you that they are Google, you know, for something like this, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google does make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. So we are a Google partner. We've been part of that program from the beginning of that program, which goes back about 9 years right now. The name of the company is Local Splash, localsplash.com.
Local Splash.
Yeah, Local Splash. You can Google it. Local Splash is the name of the company. Localsplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page. We have over 1,000 Google reviews. I did send you that link. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So if you could maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you maybe able to see that?
Local Splash, okay, already on there now.
Perfect. So, like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do besides just tracking the success of the account. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business.
So So is that included for the $2.99, me able to make quotes on here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can make changes to your website, too. There's a website editor tool, and a lot of our clients love that they can get in there. They can add an additional photo. They can put in a special, you know, a senior discount, military discount, holiday special, or like a reduced rate for a specific project. So you can make all of those changes on your own, and whether you're making changes to your website or you want us to make those changes, there's never any additional cost for that. It's all included. It's that flat rate, that $2.99. Now, you'll actually be able to monitor and manage your online reputation, the reviews that you get. Now, there will be reviews on multiple platforms, again, because we're creating all the content Google wants to see, whether it is on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, you know, Super Pages, Manta, Foursquare. Wherever someone writes that review, it will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system, so you can request reviews, you respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would respond to your reviews for you. There's no cost for that. If you scroll down, we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year in December. That's a long time for any company, and especially for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet. That is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it is month to month, but our clients do keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. You'll see a blue tinted photo that kind of outlines some of what we do, especially in the very beginning. Below it, it says Google Ads Partner, and the box right underneath it that says Google Partner, the colorful Google G inside it. Now, that is not just like copy and pasted off the internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. You can click anywhere on that box, and it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And that, of course, makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly does make changes to their map or pack algorithm. Whatever those changes are, big or small, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we'll always make sure you've got the right content to stay ahead of your competition. That's the name of the game, to be right on that first page in the exact moment that someone in your area is looking for someone who does what you do. It's definitely going to get your phone ringing. We're talking about the platinum package, but actually 50% off that package. So it is listed on our website at $5.99 a month. Because it's a young company, like I said, I would reduce that rate from $5.99 down to $2.99. And that $2.99, while it is like an introductory or promotional rate for a young company, it's not going to balloon up on you. It's actually a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up no matter how long you keep the service.
Okay. All right, perfect. And say I was slammed with work and I don't want to pay for one, but do I call?
Yes, absolutely. You can give us a call. You can pause the service for as long as you like. If it's something like you said where you have more work than you can take on, you can pause it. If you want to go on vacation, you can pause it. You can even pause the service seasonally if you want to pause it, you know, during the slow season. You can pause it. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything's on pause. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook or Meta ads, because those are included in that $2.99. There's $100 of Facebook ads. So if the service is paused and you're not paying for it, then we do pause your Facebook ads. But everything else we leave up. We don't make any changes to anything. We don't update anything when it's paused, but we also don't take anything down. Now, while I did reduce the overall cost of the package from $5.99 to $2.99, the original $100 of Facebook ads that comes with that package, I've left that intact. So even at the reduced rate, you're still getting $100 of Facebook ads. Those Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 goes a long way. That's about 400 clicks. And, of course, it works a couple of different ways. Retargeting ads, you know, like let's say someone goes on Google or Bing. They're looking for a concrete contractor. They're looking for retaining walls or even excavation work. Then when they go on their Facebook page that day, the next day, that week or month, they're going to see your company again. They're going to see your website pop up. Those retargeting ads will remind them they still need to call somebody. They might even be reminded that they saw your business, ACES, when they did that original search. And then, of course, we can target specific areas, specific cities, neighborhoods even, where you want your business to be found. And of course, you'll have ads that run as part of someone's live stream. They don't even have to have done a search before, but if they need your services, if they're interested, they can click on the ad, see your website. Like I said, it costs nothing if they don't click on it, and about 20 or 22 cents if they do click on it, but that comes out of the $100 budget that's built in at the $299. So like I said, it is a fixed rate. It's all inclusive. The Facebook ads are included. Even the website is included.
All right. Okay. No, sounds good.
Now, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this a business number?
Well, I have the leads one. I've had a leads one, and I usually have it go on my personal and my work phone. That way I kind of know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can do that, like when you see
yeah.
Could it go to both of them?
Yeah, absolutely. We can actually list two numbers, two very different numbers. We're allowed to do that. This would be one of them, the 509-380-1759. And then what is the other number that you want customers to see?
509-614-0098, which that one would be the main number.
This will be the main number. Okay. So I'm going to have this one as the main number, 509-614-0098. That's going to be the primary number that people see, but they'll also have that 1759 number on there. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? There's not like a physical address, a showroom or location that you would want customers to see online.
Yeah, so I'll go to the customer's address.
Perfect. And Google expects it to be. When it's a service-based business and you go out to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out to, like, your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and, of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. As far as that goes, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods, even where you really want to be found. If there's anywhere 5, 10, 20 miles away that you know you don't want to go, tell us that too, because we won't run your ads there. We wouldn't want you, you know, getting calls from places you don't want to go. I did, though, see a physical address, Tara attached Angie Leeds here when she was looking for your website, I think is when she found this. It's got the 5104 West Wernette Road. Now, is that your home?
Yes, that's my home.
It is. It is your home. Okay. So Google won't want to list that physical address. I mean, you wouldn't want people to see it, right? You don't want people driving out to your home.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. So that address would be hidden. It wouldn't show up. And then Adrian, Tara never got your last name, sir.
Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z, M as in Mary, mm-hmm. U-N-I-Z.
Okay, Mr. Muniz. And is Adrian A-D-R-I-A-N?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Now, like I said, Mr. Muniz, most of the time you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When they fill out that contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, the 509-614-0098, that's a smartphone. You can receive a text message on that number.
Take care of that.
Okay.
You are able to receive a text? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So what was that again? Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I was asking if the numbers that we have, the one ending 0098, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text
message?
Yes,
that's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. When someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Adrian, what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Like the main address?
The email address, yeah.
Oh, the email address? I'll probably just use my personal.
That's perfect, yeah. It's really more for us to contact you. It will be attached to the contact form, but no one will see it. We won't list your address physically on the website, but when someone fills out that contact form, you'll get the email sent to you. What is that email?
Oh, you know what? I'll just use the company one, actually. So it's
okay.
Aces Excavating.
Uh-huh.
Landscaping. But do I got to have access to that right now as we're speaking?
No, you don't need to have access to it, but it should be an email that you are able to access because, again, when someone fills out the contact form, when they want to hear back from you, you'll get a text as well as an email, so you should be able to access that email for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records. We will email things to you. So
okay.
Do you not,
so
the email you're giving me, do you not have access to that right now?
I do, but that's in my office, in my house.
Oh.
In my
office,
in my computer.
I got you. But it can be the one that we put on here. That's fine. You said it was
okay.
Aces Excavating Landscaping?
Yeah, Aces Excavating Landscaping.
At Gmail?
At yep.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the next thing that I would do would be to get the process started, schedule a follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will want to know more about your company, you know, your services that you want to be found for, your service area, anything like a mission statement if you've got one, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Now, on the link that I sent out to you, you can see that all of our packages would typically come with a $299 setup fee, but I want to reduce that fee for you. I want to make it as affordable for you as I can. I'm actually going to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only, of course, attaches to that very first month, and then every month after that, it is the flat rate of $299. So you're saving $400 in your first month alone, or actually $500 in your first month alone, and then $300 every month after that. And keep in mind that $299 is the exact amount, and it will never go up on you. The website's included. Now, the other thing that I need to do here before I get you off the phone is to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website for you, that we're reducing the cost of the service as well as that one-time setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And before I do get to that voice verification, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Debit card.
Okay. Is it your name on that card, the business name,
yes,
or both? Okay.
Yes,
is it Adrian Muniz, or is there like a middle initial?
No, just Adrian Muniz.
Okay, perfect. And then if you want to go ahead and read that four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, so you need the debit card number, right?
Right, the 16 digits?
Okay. Yep, it's 4494-9704-9128-3304.
So I've got 4494-9704-9128-3304.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
8/26.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
885.
885-885. So I've got 885 on the back and August or 08 of 2026 for the expiration date. Does the billing address of that card correspond with the home address, the 5104 West Renette Road, 99301?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, our system processes that payment and sends you out a confirmation email. That email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
So is that going to go on a text message, like a link where I can go on the website?
Yes, yeah, you'll have a dedicated access to the client dashboard. Let me go ahead and get to that voice verification for you, and then you'll get that email sent out to you. Now, I do have it pulled up, and feel free to stop me if you've got any questions. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. It reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Muniz, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Okay, so that would be Aces Excavating and Landscaping.
Okay, and the "and" is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and not A-N-D spelled out?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Okay. That's exactly how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ava Muniz, we do excavating and landscaping.
And you are the owner of the company, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then as the owner of Aces Excavating and Landscaping, Adrian, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information, that Visa in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. For that reason, Mr. Muniz, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Adrian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or maybe even more important is that we always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Adrian, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Muniz, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
perfect. We actually do what's called the NAP W audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription, with the website included, and with it being month-to-month, Adrian, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 16th of September, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $398. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month at that further reduced amount, the $299. And that $299, Adrian, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be including that Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Again, that custom website, Adrian, is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Adrian, to prevent the charge for that next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Munoz, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adrian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but before I do that, so you said it was $100 for this month, you were going to reduce it. So the $399, yeah, that's going to be a one-time payment, and then it'll be $299 after that.
So I'm actually reducing the cost of the setup fee from $299 to just $99. So they're just a one-time setup fee of $99. It applies to only that first month. So it's $398 that pays for the setup fee and the entire first month. And then on the 16th of October and moving forward, it's $299. So it's just that one-time setup fee. I took the $200 off of it, though. I wanted to make it affordable for you. You know, of course, it's a young company, but you've also got the Angie's lead. So I did want to make it affordable for you. Like I said, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything, Adrian, that we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link also by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the automated email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and it looks like I can get you in either at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11, and then this afternoon there's a 1 o'clock or a 2 o'clock. We're booked out at 3 and 4. So one or two this afternoon, or did you want something kind of mid-morning, 9, 10, 11 o'clock?
Probably 9, 10, 11 o'clock.
10? 10 or 11? Which one's better for you?
11.
11, okay. It'll be scheduled from 11 o'clock until 12 o'clock. It's a one-hour window. The call, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and it does get to you at or near the very beginning of that hour. So around 11, a couple minutes after, you're going to get that phone call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well.
Okay.
Just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, although I'll try to keep my line open. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection here for you, a simple question and an answer, another layer of security. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Aces Excavating and Landscaping, even if it's you, Adrian, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to that security question. And this is even more important, especially like a week from now. Once your website is active, if you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And if they can't give you that information, if they don't know both the answer as well as the question, let them go. That wouldn't be us. If anyone calls you and tells you that you owe more money for your Google listing, just let them go. Because like I said, the voice verification was clear. It was recorded. It was attached to your account. It bills for the $398 today, but only $299 a month moving forward as an exact amount. It would never be more than that. So your answer, or your options, I should say, for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Adrian, which of those would you want for your security question?
For my pet's name?
Mm-hmm. What is the answer?
Benji.
Benji? B-E-N...
G, yeah.
Okay, Benji. I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let me see. The last one I got was at 7:41.
Okay. That might have been the one I sent out to you. You should have gotten one just a second ago, just about 3 minutes ago. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Did they send it to the 509-380-1759?
It would have been sent there. I can
change. Yeah, it's not off there.
Okay, so you're looking, is it better to send it to the 0098 number?
The 509-380 1759. I don't see anything on here yet.
A text message? And then I know you said you don't really have access to the other email. Is there an email that you can access by phone? Something I can just update quick?
Yes, right now, yes. It's Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z.
Uh-huh.
Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, 249 at Gmail.
249. So first name, last name, 249@gmail.com. So let me update that in our system, and then I'm going to manually send this out to you. You'll probably get the email sent out as well to the other email once you're able to check it on your computer. But let me go ahead and manually send out. It looks like you've got a couple of emails sent out. I'm going to manually send out, though, the initial invoice, because that's the one that we need you to see right now. The other emails, the welcome email has your login credentials, your username and password. Now, you won't need that today, though. We do have to do your client interview later on, and then it's usually a day or so after that that you'll officially get noticed by email and text that your tracking system is active, and at that point you can log in. I did send that initial invoice email to the personal email address. Did you receive that? At the top of it, it says hello, Adrian. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, it says preferral.com. No, let me see. No. Yeah, nothing yet. Yeah, you did put Muñiz, Adrian, at 249?
Yes. Muñiz, Adrian, 249 at gmail.com.
Oh, local. Yep, got it now.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, our system sends emails out in bulk every minute or two. So it's never immediate. It's just within a couple of seconds or a minute. So if you open it up, it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see where it says that? The blue click here?
Yes.
Okay, so click on the words click here, and then it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see
yep.
that? Okay, perfect.
Yep,
now, you know, obviously your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but feel free to scroll through it. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But about 1 out of 10 will be choosing Bing over Google. They usually search exclusively on their smartphone, at least for that search on Bing. So we're going to mirror the content on Bing as well. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads too. So you'll see the long line that goes across it. Below it, it populates a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS messages or text messages. The other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on both of those boxes. In the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive if you're typing it in. So the A and the M are capitalized. Of course, if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space either before or after.
So I clicked it now it just says username, password.
Okay, you can actually stop right there. Like I said, your tracking system is not active yet. The automated system is prompting you to log in. It actually thinks your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point, but in the next day or so, you're going to receive by text and email the confirmation that it's active. You can do it now. It's just going to tell you that we're still trying to set everything up. Your username and password, though, are contained in the welcome email. Now, let me pull that up for you real quick. The password you can change. Anytime you're able to access your tracking system, you can update the password, which is netbing, N-E-T-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. Your username, though, cannot be changed, and it's the 1759 number. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your username is 509-380-1759. It's just numbers, though, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Like I said, you can access that.
Username?
Yeah, that's going to be your username, and it's in our system the same way. 509, 509-380-1759. So it is the 1759 number with the area code included, but just numbers. You don't have to put in dashes or spaces or anything like that.
And what would it be the password you said?
NetBing. Yeah, NetBing. N-E-T-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. Your password you can change.
So NetBing, you said?
NetBing. Yeah, you can change that password once you access your tracking system. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when we call you at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so it's N-E-T-B-E...
I-N-G. N-E-T-B-I-N-G.
I-N-G,
now,
okay, NetBing.
NetBing, yeah. And you can change that password once you have notification that your tracking system is active. You can feel free to log in and change that password. Once your system is active, you'll have 24/7 access to it. So you can anytime access your tracking system, but it just takes us a day or so to get everything active. We do want to, of course, create the content that we'll track, but you'll you'll get by text and email notification when your tracking system is active. You can always just give it a day or so and try to log in. But like I said, it may give you a message that we're still setting everything up. Now, at 10 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated reminder that your follow-up call is at 11. And I did also just send you a calendar invite just to your email inbox. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G, that's client interview in English, and then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, that's the email address on just about everything you'll see, that's the main email that you can send everything to. Please do include your phone number or your username. That makes it easy for us to access and to forward to the right department. You don't have to send anything anywhere else. You can use the support email for everything, and we'll just take care of the rest. They will, though, in the follow-up call, give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. If you choose, you can email the photos team directly. But like I said, you can use everything and send it to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you are all set on my end. I hope that I am able to be part of that initial follow-up call with our technician at 11 or a couple minutes after 11. If I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to building that website for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Cool. No, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, Mr. Muniz. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you back around 11 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.